7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yeah, all this creative noise. You know, maybe I should shorten that beginning. It does take a while. But you need to know that it is 1930 UTC. That means it's time for another exciting installment of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm outside walking. Why am I walking? Oh, I'm just walking because I can. And partially because it's, you know, doctor's orders. Gotta get out and gotta get some exercise, but what are we really doing? What are we really doing? That was a snow job. The truth of the matter is, as I had to take my car in this morning, the muffler shop, the guys working on the car, got the part in. They got my new catalytic converter in. And they said, yeah, hey, come on, let's fix your car. I said, okay. So now I'm without a car. And that means I have to walk. I have to walk to the creek. And that's what we're doing today. We're walking to the creek. And I'm walking by this house that's on the corner. And I wonder if they're moving out. Because they got a dumpster in the yard. Everything looks different. Stuff has been removed. The guy that lives here does a lot of smoking. And I don't see his smokers out in the back. Oh well. But here we are. Pretty much have made it to the golf course. And there's a greenskeeper, that's the word I was looking for. There's a greenskeeper out there mowing. I'm looking out over the golf course. I don't see any people playing golf. There's cars in the parking lot though. It would be a beautiful day to be playing golf because, oh, it's so nice right now. It is sunny. Just a few scattered cirrus clouds way up there. And it's about, what, I'd say 16 degrees. That's about 62 for all my American listeners. And, yeah, I can kind of see down into the creek from here. I can sort of see where the area is for knocking balls into the creek if you're shooting for hole number one. Oh, I see duckies. There's two ducks down there. There they go. They saw me and they spooked. But they're going to where I'm going next. Those are wood ducks. More wood ducks down in the creek. Actually, that's probably the same pair that we saw last time we were down here. We'll probably run into them again real soon. Where did they go? They're probably around there somewhere. But anyway. Yeah, so I'm getting a new catalytic converter today. That makes me happy. I took the car over there and then the emeritus came and picked me up. And then we went to the grocery store. And I got some waffles. But they were out of my syrup. So I had to get a different kind of syrup. I'm concerned about that because I know it's going to taste weird and I'm going to say, why does this taste so weird? Because that's what my life is about. Maple syrup. Oh my God. So yeah, I'm just walking along the sidewalk here. The sidewalk that I refer to as the dog promenade, because this sidewalk runs from the golf course all the way down to, well, I don't know, the end of the park. So we've got a good, we've got a, at least a good kilometer here. And this is where everybody in these neighborhoods likes to walk their dogs. Hence the dog promenade. But there are no dogs here today. No dogs. And here's the weird part. I can't remember if I took my medication this morning or not. Is that why I'm starting to get sore? Or am I just sore because I'm wearing my corset? Jane is in her skirt. And me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Oh, wait, I'm not in a rock and roll band. Right, so we've come to the grassy area. There's this little, I don't know, it's about, well, it's about a hectare. It's about 2.5 acres. There's this little grassy area where the creek sort of takes a bow. I guess this is part of the park. And this is where we go down into the creek. All right, I'm looking up into the trees just in case. There are birds, but none of the birds that we care about, which at this point are mostly owls. And I'm now walking, quote, under the canopy, end quote. No leaves on the trees, but there is more green grass and other green stuff trying to pop out of the ground here. Oh, and there's some purple stuff over there on the ground. I'm now looking down into this ravine, looking for marmots. I do not see any marmots. I'm vaguely disappointed. Because eventually, we're going to see marmots. All right. I'm now standing on the cliff that overlooks the creek. And I can see the golf course and I can see the greenskeeper mowing. I don't see anybody golfing. Let's go look for golf balls. I don't know if we'll find any today, just because it's been kind of cold last couple days and it's been a little bit rainy. So I don't really think there's been a lot of golfing happening in the last couple days, but you never know. Gotta come down and check anyway. Because maybe somebody just got done playing golf. And they're mad. And they went home mad because they lost all their golf balls in the creek for me to find. And let's see. And I'm down. I'm in the valley. I'm looking over into the golf ball area. I see fresh tracks. Fresh human tracks. But they weren't collecting golf balls because there's a white golf ball sitting right there next to the tracks. Oh, there's something in the water. No, I think that's just a bottle cap. Yeah. I thought that green thing was a green ball. It is not. So it looks like somebody might have been down here this morning. I don't think they were collecting golf balls, though. Which is an interesting idea. Why would you come down here if you're not collecting golf balls? Well, I can tell you why some of the kids come down here. And somebody might have been picking up golf balls because there isn't Jack. Other than that one that I just said, I saw somebody was on the other side of the creek in the mud. Oh, there's lots of... Somebody waded through the water right there. Wow. Maybe somebody was down here collecting golf balls and they just left that white one. Or maybe that white one got knocked in here after the fact. But yeah. Somebody even waded through the water to get to the other side and pick up those golf balls that were stuck in the mud. There was a yellow one. There was an orange one. And there was a bunch of white ones. Okay. Good to know. Good to know. What does it mean for us? Well, I think it means that I want to go downstream. I can hear little birds chirping. Hi, birdies. I'm looking for owls, but I do not see any. How far do I want to go down there? Do I want to go downstream? Does this seem like a good idea? Oh, there's the ducks. Well, they just flew right in front of me. They just flew right up to me, realized I was sitting here, and then they hooked around and went out of the creek and out over the golf course. Then they went back down to where they were. Yeah, somebody has definitely been down here. Somebody's been moving rocks around. Somebody's been moving rocks around to make easier places to walk. Okay, does that mean we are walking down here now? I don't know. This is sketchy. I have got my crappy shoes on, so that's good news. Oh, I'm getting myself into a little bit of trouble here. I'm trying to get down here, but this is... There goes another duck. Another wood duck. Whee, 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 whee. I can hear it. Nope, I don't think we're going this way. It's too slippery. It's too sketchy. Normally I would do it, but in my current condition, it's probably not the best idea. My current condition being, of course, recovering from back surgery. I've got my brace on. I really shouldn't do that, but I kind of want to go that way. What do I do? What do I do? I'm having anxiety. I'm having potential golf ball anxiety. Huh. I don't know what to do. Should I risk it? Normally I would. You know? Yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to. I don't think I'm going to. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. So instead, I'm just going to turn around. And I'm going to walk upstream a little bit. Walk along the creek here, looking for dudes, because there's tracks down in the sand. We got marmot tracks, we got ducky tracks, we got, I don't know what all. We have crows flying around. I saw a turkey vulture when I was out driving around with my loud car, my extraordinarily loud car. I'm so glad I'm getting a new catalytic converter that will prevent my car from being loud again. Oh, it's been so annoying. I haven't driven it much, but you know, you gotta drive and do some stuff. You gotta do stuff and drive your car. And oh, it's so loud. It was so loud, and then I thought, oh, maybe I can just listen to some music and that will distract me from the loudness. No, because then you got to turn the car stereo up so loud that, yeah, it was just a joke and not a very funny one. I think I see a golf ball in the water, but it is a white one, so I don't care. What's going on down in the creek today? Mostly just bird business. Although I am occasionally looking across the creek onto the opposite bank to see if there's any golf balls. I don't see any. Oh. You know what we should do? We should come back here tonight. We should come back shortly before the sun goes down. Because I think some people are going to want to play golf today. It's a beautiful golfing day. Beautiful day. It's a beautiful day to be down in the creek. And that's why we're down here today. We're down here doing creek business. Because the cat is sleeping on the synth. Yeah, so I made sort of a tactical error. I made a tactical error. I moved the synth stuff. I moved it across the room. Just so there would be more room to expand and get out of the way and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't really make any difference why it happened. It just happened. If stuff gets moved and you're a cat, your new logic is, oh, this is new stuff. This old stuff that's in a new place is now new stuff. And so I decided to put a blanket over the scent stuff to sort of act as a dust cover, but more importantly, to cover up all the patch cables and little string-like things that the cat thinks are fun toys. Because out of sight, out of mind. You know, you cover it with a blanket, she can't see it, and there's nothing there. Right, this was a great idea, because this does, in fact, keep my cat from chewing on patch cables. Or, you know, resetting my LFOs. Or turning on my drum machine, which these are all things that she has done. But now, because I used a blanket that is familiar to her, she now thinks that this is a place to sleep, because this is the sleeping blanket. We sleep on the blankets, and the blanket is now on the synth, and so we have to sleep on the synth. Ugh, such a pain. Oh, I just walked into a flock of little yellow birds. They're all around me. Tiny little, I don't know, goldfinches, I think is what they are. Oh my God, there's a boatload of them. There's four. There's another half a dozen. Jeez. Got some kind of bird party going on. That's cool. That's cool too. So now my cat, who has been watching me play with my synths, and then has hey, wait a minute. Is this fresh dirt? Hey, I think there's a marmot digging out a den over here. Not right now, but there's loose dirt under that rock. Somebody's probably digging under there. That's good news. Rocking good news. So I wanted to do some stuff this morning. Play with my synth. But wow, what the hell is the deal with all these freaking yellow birds? Got tons of them down here. It's yellow bird day. And so now my cat sleeps on the synth. Look at all these little birds. They're little yellow dudes. Oh, they're just zipping around, flying around like little combat aircraft. Bright yellow combat aircraft. Yeah, so instead of playing synth today, at least right now, we're down in the creek instead. That's what my schedule's been the last couple days. You know, I wake up, I gotta do a bunch of stuff. I wanna play with my synth, but I can't, because I gotta do stuff. And then by the time I can play synth, which is right after Dubious Goals Committee, or at least right after I eat lunch after Dubious Goals Committee. So right about then it's time to play synth, but then I'm tired. And then I have to take a nap. Alright, well, I'm just standing here on a little cliff overlooking the area on the other side of the creek where we come down. These little birds are still doing little yellow bird stuff. I'm hearing other birds, but I have little interest in them. I want to see my owls, but the owls have not arrived yet. That's fine. That's fine. We can't have owls all year round, because then they'd be so commonplace that we wouldn't pay any attention to them. Kind of like all these other birds that are down here. Commonplace birds, which I'm sure are lovely if you get to know them, but I don't need commonplace in my life. I need high weirdness. I need the crazy. So yeah. Oh, and also, did I mention I bought cables? Did I mention this? I had to have. I'm going to mention again in case that anybody missed it yesterday. No, because I did this after the show yesterday. Did I mention the cables? Right, because I have so much synth and other musical instruments and stuff, I have to have lots of cables. What do I need all these cables for, you might ask? Well, I need them to plug instruments into other things, like amplifiers, like computer interfaces, like mixing boards. Basically, my life revolves around plugging things into other things. This should come as no surprise to anyone. Yeah. And so yesterday, I had to do one of those things I hate doing the most, which is buying the unfun thing. If you're going to spend a lot of money, if you're going to spend $100 or more, I expect to get the fun thing. You know, that's what fun things cost. Fun things are expensive. So when you spend a lot of money on something that's fun, you don't feel bad. You don't feel bad because whatever you bought is so much fun that it's taking any, you know, buyer's remorse out of the equation. Okay, so yesterday I had to spend about $120 on nothing but cables. Cables to plug instruments into other things. I had to get long cables, short cables, cables with quarter-inch phono jacks, cables with 3.5 millimeter cable jacks, cables with 3.5 millimeter on one end and quarter inch on the other end. And then I had to buy a USB to MIDI adapter cable, and I had to buy a power cable for like a synth module because I'm thinking about building something. So I had to spend, what was that loud sound? That's a Mati. Look at that fatty go. I see you, Mati. I see you. Okay, as I was climbing out of the creek here, is that a hole? Did he go into a den over there? As I was climbing out of the creek next to the ravine, I heard crack about 30 yards away. And boom, 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 there's a Mati. We have seen the first Mati of the season. I think he's in a hole. Yeah, and he's looking at me. Hi, Mati, I see you. Finally, we spotted a Mat. Now he's just shaking his butt now. Geez, I'm surprised he got spooked. I'm so far away from him and I can't get anywhere near him. We got some spooky Mats, huh? And he went down into his hole. I can't see him. All right, now we know where the hole is. Can we get to that hole? Yeah, not really. We could if we had to, but there's no stealth way to get up there. Oh, I see you, Mati. I can still see your face barely peeking out. I can see your nose. Hi, Mati. I sees you. Yeah. You know, as soon as I heard that sound, that crack and the break, I knew that was a running marmot. And I locked right onto him. I can see him still. Yes. Okay, first marmot of the year on Dubious Goals Committee, down in the creek. Yay, Mati. I'm sort of walking out. I can kind of still see him. I wonder if I could see that. I wonder if I could see that den from the sidewalk. All right, I'm walking out of here. We're going to go see if we can see that marmot from the sidewalk. And I have my sunglasses. Wait. I thought I heard more leaf noises. Well, it's just a bird. Okay. So as I was saying, I spent $120 or a little bit more on cables. Cables aren't fun. You know, when you spend that kind of money, you want to buy the new module or you want to buy the new effect, you know? If I'm going to spend $125, I want a new pedal, you know, something fun. Cables aren't fun. Cables are, what's the word I'm looking for? Utilitarian. Okay, where's that marmot den? Should be able to see it from here. Wow, we could get to it from here, I think. I'm really tempted. Wait, is that him? Is that him over there? Okay. Forget this. We're just going in. So yeah, I had to spend... That's the end of the story. I spent money on cables. Blah, blah, blah. They're not fun, but you can use them to play with fun things. Alright, I'm trying to sneak up on this marmot den, which probably isn't going to go well since he can hear me coming, and he's probably watching me, and I'm not sure if I can get to there from here after all. It's inconvenient. Yeah, no, it's not going to be as easy as it looked. Yeah, so I bought a bunch of cables. You, my dear listeners, and fellow members of the Dubious Goals Committee, will reap the benefit of all these cables, because these cables will allow you to hear some more stuff. Sort of. Maybe. Not really. Well, kind of. I don't know. Who's to say? So I got cables on the way. Yeah. And I got to buy some other stuff. I need to buy a mixer. You know, I've been talking about this for, I don't know, a year now? I need a little mixer. You know, I've got mixers. I'm going to cross the street. I've got mixers. I've got amplifiers. But, you know, I've got all these baby synths. And it's sort of weird and kind of inconvenient and a pain to have to carry around a mixer for the baby synths. You know, and my smallest mixer is still 3 times as large as all of the baby synths put together. I've got another mixer that's even bigger than that. That's not what I need. I need a small mixer. I need a mixer that is smaller than the baby synths. And then I can plug all the baby synths into the little mixer, run that into a little amp, blah, 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 blah. So I have found a little baby mixer that I like. And it's relatively cheap for a mixer. It's only $72. And that's pretty good for a 4-channel mixer. And I was on the cusp of buying one yesterday with the cables, but I thought, no, I should wait, because what if I need more inputs? Maybe I just really need 2 of these little 4-channel mixers so I have room to grow, room to expand, because, you know, I'm conscious of those things. I'm always leaving room for improvement. So, I don't know what to do. There are other mixers out there. I could get an 8-channel mixer, but they cost more than twice what a 4-channel mixer costs. Who can figure that? I don't know. So I'm thinking maybe I should get the 2 little mixers, 4-channel mixers, and that way I can have them in different places as well. You know, it wouldn't have to be, you know, one could be dedicated to the mini baby synths, one could be used for something else. Or we could put them together and I think the versatility here is what I'm also looking for. That would be convenient. So there'd be some versatility. I would have room to grow. Although I just know that, I've got more mixers then. Let's just use up all the inputs doing stupid stuff. Because that sounds like a thing I would do. Typically. Alright. So I'm walking back up the street, heading back home. So maybe I can play with my synth when I get home. Maybe my cat won't be sleeping on it. But either way, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Nearly every place I visited. So